emerging from the bottom is a chimpanzee, and he'll throw flying snakes into the air.
Oh my god! Wow.
Four of them.
Okay, what do I need to roll to try to swallow the snakes like a hot dog in midair?
Yo.
Hey, come on in. It's Small Town D&D with Chelsea Lee.
My Pokemon team is in shambles right now.
With David Dillon.
I went to the park the other day with my dog where he ate a rat's tail.
And Dewey Cassidy.
I forgot to buy eggs today. I'm going to be starving in the morning.
And I'm your Dungeon Master, Alex Wolfson. Let's jump in. Small Town D&D is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast if, instead of slaying dragons and saving the world, the heroes decide to stay home and deal with small town problems like election fraud and overdevelopment. It's silly and it's cozy and it's kind of like if D&D meets sitcoms from the 90s meets PS2 farming games.
Big Harvest Moon guy.
Let's meet the characters.
Leg Tumstool is, by all accounts, not a child, and actually a young woman. She is studying abroad in Chester's chair, but she's not that happy to be there. She sits by the lake, writes in her diary, and hangs out with her familiar, a bat named Summer's Bounty. I want to see the horse. I'd like to cast Speak with Animals on Anthony. Anthony?
What is going on?
Anthony, I'm here as a friend.
Tell him for! You have blessed me this day.
Goodbye, Anthony. It was nice meeting you.
Wait, don't leave. I have much I want to do. I want to write.
What do you want to write?
I want to write my story.
Jeremiah Jelsinkley is the local crazy old man who's trying to get as many converts as possible to the great Lord of Darkness, Kelimvor. Jeremiah comes up on the stage. He brings up two porno mags and Jeremiah says, "Now look at this." And he flips open to the same page on each issue. And he says, "Now, if you cross your eyes just right, you could actually see the porn in three dimensions."
Albert Penis is the brilliant local inventor that lives here in Chester's chair, and he's waiting for his one big invention to take off and let him strike it rich. In the meantime, he's going to rally against the dangers of horses in cities. Well, that's where the problem comes. See, I cannot pee alone. I need to have somebody at least three urinals away.
This is just one stall, though, so...
Maybe outside the stall, perhaps? I'm a very shy peer when I'm alone. I think it's an evolutionary thing.
You know, most people, when they say pee shy, they mean the opposite. So come and join us as we talk to horses, fight monkeys, and light butter on fire. Subscribe to Small Town D&D on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to get podcasts. We are so excited to welcome you to Chester's Chair. How'd that feel? Did we want one more take, or are we good?
I think I did really well.